Hi there. The word for you today is when fatigue threatens you. In Psalm 46, verse 10, we read, "Be still and know that I am God." Look, when you're running on fumes, instead of berating yourself for failed attempts at, quote, spirituality, one writer says that it's time to, quote, tie a tourniquet on the wound of busyness, or you'll bleed a spiritual death. Doing more and doing it faster isn't taking us anyplace. The distraction is nothing more than a momentary escape. Sooner or later, you're going to have to stop and do what the Bible says, be still, and know that I am God. When we're forced to be still, the magnitude of the weight we carry seems enormous, the loneliness unbearable. We think momentum keeps us from thinking, from feeling, from knowing sooner or later we have to stop. When you need to be spiritually restored, somebody equipped, go to the throne, not the phone. No matter how good your friends are, the truth is they can't meet your need like God. Jesus is saying to you today, come to me and I'll give you rest. So consider that his personal RSVP to talk to him and tell him how you feel, like a child talks to a loving parent who can help them. Designate a special place to be alone with God and discipline yourself to go there every day. And don't just tell him what you need. Listen for what he's trying to tell you. Don't be in a hurry to get back into the rat race. Stay in God's presence until you understand that the burdens you're carrying were never meant to be shouldered alone. Bottom line, we find time for what we consider important. So, get your priorities straight and do what Jesus said. Seek first his kingdom. When you, quote, come near to God, he makes you this promise. He will come near to you.